Tom asked me to go over the application for license. I need a comment. On page 37, Mr. Chair. 37, application for license chapter. What we have for you here today is some considered preparations for the current requirements for certain outcomers to possess a free access permit to hunt. Some of the public lands that we have identified, we started this process about 8 years ago, I think, maybe back in 2014, where we had some discussion with stakeholders. We had some good discussion with the commission at that time about some of these certain tracts of public land that experience a lot of hunting pressure from not only firearm hunters, but archery hunters and possibly some other user groups, such as muzzleloader and youth. And at that time, we had identified, you know, like Custer National Forest in Harding County, Unit 35L, the Hill Ranch, and some of that adjoining Forest Service ground in the southern part of the hills, the Little Morella GPA in Dewey County. Most recently, some of that land along the river in Rural County, where we wanted to try to manage hunter densities a little better. And what we have done is we have, the goal of those limited access units was to reduce hunter densities and provide the best quality hunting experience that we could provide for those hunters. And we really limited the firearm hunters on that. But at that time, we were a little reluctant to limit other users. So we required an access permit for them to utilize or to have in possession to utilize those areas for some of those users. We evaluated some of the data that we get from our harvest estimates. We included that behind that page there on 38 and following by year, by season, and by the various user groups. And kind of where we're at here today is we have a recommendation meeting here today based on the data that we've looked at. We feel a lot of these are unnecessary requirements for the hunters. We would like to simplify some of the complexity of the requirements for those users. We just have not identified enough hunting pressure or harvest from these other user groups for the most part to continue with this requirement. It's not to say that down the road we may not make some changes or bring some recommendations for your consideration to further limit some of these user groups, but at this time right now, we don't have any recommendations for that. We are going to continue to monitor the use of hunters on that. But as of right now, the recommended change here, number one, is to remove the requirement for unlimited access permits for the archery, muzzleloader, mentor, youth, and apprentice deer license holders to hunt in certain areas that currently require that. With that being said, local staff here in the Rapid City area, and Commissioner Bees, I'm sure you're familiar with the Hill Ranch and some of the pressure there. We have had, comments from hunters, comments from other members of the public and their staff. We do have a recommendation, even though removing the unlimited access permit, we feel it's the right thing to do to limit the number of archery access permits for the Hill Ranch, West River Unit 27L, and limit those to no more than 20 mini deer. For residents, no more than 5 any year access permits for now. So in a nutshell, that's what we have for a recommendation for you. I hope you had an opportunity to read some supportive information to save some time here for me talking, but if there's any questions, I would certainly try to answer in the future.
Any questions? Hearing none, I understand the motion. All right, move and set for further discussion. Hearing none, and all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Both same sign, motion carried.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
And if you folks get questions on this through the public comment period, don't be afraid to reach out to the department. We'll try to get you up to speed or provide you additional information.
Sounds good. Thank you.